The good news hour greets you once again in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming soon. Your speaker at this time is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. I'm going to call your attention today to a passage found in the Old Testament, in fact, the first book in the Bible and one of the early chapters. We're going to speak to you about something today that might startle some of our hearers. May I remind you that there are in the world more than 1,500 different kinds of religion. And yet, will you be surprised when I tell you that in reality there are only but two? And you can distinguish between the two in this way. Of course, it's the right and the wrong. In other words, think of it this way. The religion that is spelled with but two letters, D-O-D-U, and the other that is spelled with the four letters that tells of a finished work, D-O-N-E, done. Now shall I say that the popular religion, the most popular religion in the world, is the religion of the two letters D-O. And I can further tell you that it is the most ancient. Shall we remind you that in the very first book in the Bible, after Adam and Eve had fallen, and I take it that most of you know the story, they were placed in a most desirable place, a palatial home with everything to be desired. Now, they were not children when they were placed there. They were mature and really intelligent, and God was gracious, God was kind, God was faithful, and He said in faithfulness to them that of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Yes, in the midst of a scene when all was life, my blessed God spoke about death. And so we're glad to tell you today that while all is a scene of death around us, He speaks of life and tells us how men and women may obtain, boys and girls too, may obtain life, eternal life, the life that was inherent in our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say just a little bit more now as regards the two religions, the popular religion that has ever been popular, and we'll say again, ancient, and that which is not too well known. Now, I say religion it was that crucified our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. It was the religious leaders of His day that clamored for His precious life's blood. He was presented to Israel, to the leaders in Israel. And I'm sorry to have to tell you that the leaders rejected the stone. And He could say of them, "This is the stone that is rejected of you builders." And He went on further to say, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And I want you to know that we must be saved. You must be saved if you have not been saved. Now shall we go back for just a moment then to Adam and Eve after they had sinned against God, after they had listened to the lie, and I like to think of it in that way, friends, because the devil has been a liar from the beginning, and he deceived Eve especially. Of course, Adam, with his eyes wide open, fell into the transgression. But after Adam and Eve had sinned against God, then they attempted to fit themselves to suit His holy eye, to fit themselves for His presence. And they did it by attempting to cover over, to provide for themselves a covering that would be suitable to Him, that would cover their nakedness. For after they had sinned, you know, we read that they did discover that they were naked and could not in that way stand in the presence of a holy God. And so they sold for themselves aprons of fig leaves, but this could not and did not satisfy God. You see, the penalty for sin is death. The soul that sinneth, says another writer, it shall die. And the day that thou eatest thereof was the sentence they were under. Thou shalt surely die. And so they were now spiritually dead before God. And to be able to stand in His presence in a way that would be acceptable to Him and to meet His holy eye, they had to have a sacrifice. And so I'm glad to be able to relate in this interesting story. That is in the third chapter of the book of Genesis, and verse 21 it says, "And unto Adam and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them." In other words, a sacrifice or sacrifice was offered, and then the clothing was provided for them. They were clothed with the skins of the animals that had been slain. Now listen, it was not that suited the eye of God, was not something that Adam and Eve did, not something that Adam and Eve provided. They tried to do that, but it was rejected. But what did meet in the fullest way the eye of a holy God was the clothing that he provided for them as the result of sacrifice, the animal slain, and they were clothed with the skins of the animals. Now when you go to the very next chapter, we have an account of the two sons of Adam and Eve. They were born not in the garden, but outside the garden. Man was driven from his home. And, of course, Adam and Eve bore children after they left the garden, and these children were sinners, just like the hearers today that are listening to me. By nature and by practice, you are a sinner. You are born of fallen parentage. Well, anyway, I am reasonably sure, and I know that Adam and Eve, and particularly Eve, must have taught Cain the firstborn, and then Adam the second, and Abel the secondborn son, that they were sinners, and in order to be able to stand before God, to have a standing in that would suit his eye, it can only be on the ground of sacrifice. However, Cain ignored all this, and boldly he attempted to do. His was the religion of the two letters. And so he toiled arduously under the hot sun, and he brought the fruit of the ground, of a ground that had been cursed because of sin. He brought the fruits of the ground and presented it to God as an offering, but God could not, God did not accept him. On the other hand, Abel, who had learned the lesson that you cannot find a place of acceptance before God only on the ground of sacrifice, on the ground of a substitute. So we read of him that Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Now note, friends, it wasn't a matter of God making a distinction between these two sons, because the Word of God plainly declares that God is no respecter of persons. And Cain was not rejected because he was a greater sinner than Abel. Abel was not accepted because he was a better boy than Cain, his brother. The difference lay in the offerings. You see, Cain brought the fruit of the ground that had been cursed, and represented his own toil, his own doings. And you know, friends, you can never be saved in that way. We sing sometimes, "Done is the work that saves, once and forever done. Finish the righteousness that clothes the unrighteous one." Well, Abel learned the lesson well, and so he took a lamb. Yes, thank God he brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. When Abel took his little lamb and put it upon the altar and thrust the knife into its little heart, blood flowed. And I'm sure as he stood by and he looked on, he could say, "Lord, I deserve to die. I am the sinner, and I should pay the penalty for my guilt and for my sin. But I present to you a sacrifice, and I am resting upon what has been done." And we read, of course, that unto Abel and to his offering, God had respect. Now, I should like to say just in the closing moment that when Abel offered his lamb to God. And I'm sure we have scripture for this, that he did it by faith. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of the gifts. And you know, after all, God has the last word. And I'm sure he would say to any of my hearers today, now you may think that you're bidding fair for heaven, and you may be resting upon something that you have done, some meritorious act, something that you really place premium upon, something that you really say was a sacrifice on your part. But listen, you have to have a sacrifice provided by God. And you know, the sacrifice provided by our God was none other than his blessed Son. And oh, we can say with John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." And you never can have a standing before God unless you come owning your guilt and owning your sin, and that you must have a sacrifice to die in your place. And that one, we're glad to tell you, is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, will you not hear him? Will you not believe him? Will you not trust him? Will you not receive him today? And life everlasting would be yours. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now we'd like to get a line from you if you're receiving help from these messages that you're hearing from day to day, and there are problems still troubling you. Drop us a line. We know we can help you. This address would reach us: Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.